Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Hope you're all doing well. Happy Friday. It is time for the weekend and for the rookie minicamp in Green Bay. That's right. The Packers rookies will be hitting the field today and tomorrow there in Green Bay, Wisconsin. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur this afternoon and on Saturday to get all the updates, breathless updates about how these guys look, learning the fundamentals of the game from the Green Bay Packers coaching staff. I was teasing Packers PR that LaFleur is actually talking today and tomorrow. Like, what's he going to say about a rookie minicamp? Yep, they look like football players. Like, it's just funny. But it's good that it's more access is always better. I'm happy to be hearing from Coach 2 days in a row. So we'll hear from Matt this afternoon. Saw a bunch of rookies arriving via social media last evening, yesterday afternoon. And, of course, the kind of big news, such as it is, coming out of yesterday, is both first-round picks are in the fold. Devontae Wyatt becoming the very first first-rounder to sign a contract with his new team. Walker followed soon upon in the evening, so they are locked in. As I wrote on CheeseheadTV.com with the Wyatt news, you know, these are all slotted positions now. Usually the only thing that really makes a ripple is a quarterback taken high, but even that isn't really an issue this year with the quarterback being taken. I believe what was it, 20 with Pittsburgh. So most of these deals will most likely get done here in the next few days, weeks, what have you. The days of drama and holdouts are well behind us. Thank goodness. Hello to everybody in the comment section. Hope you're all doing well. Hope everyone's good. Robin's here. What's up, Robin? How are you, buddy? Good to see you. Judy starts us off with a super chat. What's going on, Judy? Hey, Nags. Give us a rundown on slot corner. I know Ja could play there, but worried about his size taking on bigger guys. Gene Charles, take a step. I think they'll rotate guys, no doubt about it. I think you'll see some of the safeties come down in there for, you know, exactly what you're talking about. Maybe some bigger receivers and or tight ends being played in the slot. It really depends on the call. I'm not worried, actually, about Jair in the slot. I know, I understand you watched him get, you know, injured last year and that shoulder injury, a bit of a freak thing, I think. But he's a physical dude, man. I don't worry about him holding up in the slot at all, especially because he can take advantage of his athletic ability. You can blitz him. You can utilize him in the run, you know, standing up against the run game. And don't forget, you give those slot guys a two-way go, which essentially they have coming off the line of scrimmage. You need somebody with Jair's ability and coverage instincts to, you know, if nothing else, to make up for lost ground when they give you the slip, which is much easier to do in the open field of play from the slot rather than you're on the boundary and you can use the sideline as your help, so to speak. So I think we'll see a healthy amount of Jair in the slot. Now, that said, yeah, Gene Charles, could he take a step? No doubt about it. We saw him running a lot in the slot last training camp, and we'll see if, you know, we like to say, and hopefully this bears out, that the biggest jump guys make year one to year two. Hopefully Gene Charles has been putting in the work and hits the ground running, so to speak. We won't really know much in that regard until training camp, but no doubt. I don't worry about it at all. I think we saw what he's capable of in that playoff game. And he only played, obviously, a handful of snaps coming off that injury. But Jair was locked down in the slot and the star in that playoff game, and I think we'll see more of that throughout this season. What else we got? What else we got? Have you ever revealed the identity of a reporting source to Corey, or can he not be trusted with that information? No, Corey knows everything. I tell Corey everything. Corey's like one of the few humans on this earth who knows it all. Greetings from Austria. What's up, Walter? Hello from New York City. I hope you're doing well. Must be afternoon there, maybe even early evening. Good day. I hope you're doing well. Thanks for joining me. Nags, what do the rookies do at camp? Brandy, that's an excellent question. Mostly drill work. It's nothing too involved. They'll have meetings. They'll essentially get the flow of the place and how the Packers like to practice, going from meetings and then putting things on the grass, so to speak. Although, depending on the weather, they're most likely be inside of the Hudson Center, but they could possibly be outside. But, you know, it's really just getting in the groove. Okay, this is where everything is, the locker room. This is where you go to the meetings. And then, you know, oh, here's how you get across the street to the Hudson Center or one of the practice fields. And then as far as the actual practices go, they are very rudimentary. You know, you'll do drill work, some routes, maybe some route combinations, but you're not allowed to do a whole lot of football. You're allowed to do technique and stuff like that. But, you know, it is very, very elementary stuff. It's really just an acclimation period for guys to learn where everything is in and around Lambeau. Revenge of the John, what's up, man? Good morning, Aaron. Hope all is well for you and the girls. Do you see 12 as more of a Jedi Master or John Wick? That's a good question. I know he obviously has an affinity for John Wick with his Halloween costume last year, but we also know he likes Star Wars, and I'll forgive him for the Rise of Skywalker sweatshirt on multiple occasions. In the pantheon of the NFL as it is currently constructed, you would have to say he's a Jedi Master, right? He is very much seen it all, knows it all. You can try to fool him with your coverages, but he knows probably before you even make the move. He can see things before they happen. It's a Jedi trait. You know, I would have to lean towards Jedi Master for that one, but that's a great question. What else we got? What else we got, folks? Hopefully all rookies sign contracts. Mark, they'll all sign contracts eventually. I mean, like I said at the top, they're all the contracts are slotted now. You pretty much know what guys are going to make before they even sign it. It really just comes down to the structure of the deal and bonuses and things like that, but what they do for injury, et cetera. But for the most part, these guys, they're slotted and they'll sign. I'm not too worried about it. I am grading next year's draft as an A+ for the Packers. Doug, I like it. I like where your head's at. That's yes. 2023 draft gets an A+ from Cheesehead TV. Well done. excited for Watson. Do you think they use him as a Deebo Samuel and put him in the backfield and utilize him as a dual threat? Not so much as we've seen Kyle utilizing Deebo, right? We've seen kind of some waves made there now, right? In regards to Deebo wanting a trade, although it does sound like things are on the side of being mended now. But I don't think Watson's best utilized in that way. I mean, yes, can he be utilized as a bit of a kind of multifaceted weapon? Can you use him on end arounds and things like that? Sure. And put him in motion, use him in that orbit motion role. Absolutely. I can see that. But as a true, like, put him in the backfield and hand him the football and ask him to, like, grind up in there between the tackles and rip off, you know, 4 or 5 yards. I don't think that's going to be his game, and I don't think it makes sense to utilize him in that way. But there's no doubt his explosiveness, his athleticism, the upside, his big play potential with the ball in his hand, you want to get him the ball as much as possible, and you want to figure out ways to do so creatively and utilize his skill set, especially early on, since it's going to take a while for him to acclimate to the offense, get used to Aaron Rodgers, the way Aaron wants things done, etc. I love the idea of getting him the ball as many different ways as possible, but I don't think smashing it up in like some power off-tackle stuff is the way they're going to go about it. Now, hey, I could be totally wrong. Who knows? Without Devontae, it's all on the table as far as how you approach offense, right, in Green Bay, especially now they've got some new cooks in the kitchen. You got Steno up in there now. Like, you know, maybe, but I suspect, yes, they will get him the ball a lot in a lot of different ways, but I don't see like truly kind of aping what San Francisco did with Deebo last year. David, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Who do you think will produce more this year out of our 3 drafted wide receivers? I mean, the obvious answer is Watson, right? But I wouldn't sleep on Dobbs in any way, shape, or form. It's going to be interesting to see how soon they're able to kind of acclimate to the offense and get on the field, but I do think anyone expecting them to hit, you know, the ground running and just put up big numbers right away, you're fooling yourself. That's just not the way it works. Now, can they be a complementary piece right away? Yeah, sure. Absolutely. But again, it comes down to these guys, these kids doing the work. But I just think because of his athletic upside, his, you know, superstar potential, his explosive playability, I think Watson's the clear favorite there. You know, but again, don't sleep on Dobbs. Uncultured, what's up, man? Bonus jams are Key West, Intermezzo, Paper and Fire, and Authority Song by John Cougar Mellencamp. Pappies. Wait, did I miss a earlier one? If those are bonus songs, Uncultured, I might have missed one earlier. No, I got that. Okay, good. All right. So I think I'm all right. I think I'm caught up. I got that one. Oh, wait. No, I did once. This morning's jams from Uncultured Barbarian are Everybody's Working for the Weekend by Loverboy and Slow and Easy by Whitesnake. It's the weekend. Well, I don't think I've thought of Whitesnake in decades. That's amazing. What a pull. We used to joke that they're all those hair bands were the same band. They're just kind of like different iterations with people with wigs. Great white lion snake bite. That's what we used to call it. Nice. Thanks for that stroll down amnesia lane. Jeff, what's up, man? Do you believe that Matt LaFleur has been too cautious in using starters on special teams? Do you think that will change? How do they get better special teams athletes on the field? Well, I think part of it is, you know, utilizing your starters, what have you. I think Bisaccia will go a long way towards, you know, hopefully getting, you know, linebacker safety body types on the field. But I will say this in Matt's defense. You know, he's cautious for a reason. And there is a hierarchy. And then you, at some point, a veteran, probably you don't want to put him out there, et cetera. But, man, it's not like he didn't have some starters out there last year. And you don't have to look much further than the playoff game when A.J. Dillon goes down, who, okay, isn't strictly a starter, but is certainly a vital piece of your offense. But you're utilizing him on teams. They had done it all year. And then he gets hurt. And that really hampered them. That took out, you know, a pretty decent section of their playbook for the second half. So it's a balancing act. And that's what Matt talked about after the year ended. And he's talked about looking at playing more starters on teams, but having to kind of balance that with, you know, injury mitigation, et cetera. You're going to be damned if you do and damned if you don't. You know, when you don't play starters on teams, and then fans get all upset about that, but then you play starters on teams, then one gets hurt, and then fans get upset about that. So, and then you really hamper yourself on offense. I get it. I want the best guys out there, right? But I don't think, you know, I think everybody, as I've talked about this kind of all offseason, it's much more about the entirety of the operation going all the way. And I'm not just talking about Bisaccia. I'm not talking about LaFleur. I'm talking about Gutekunst and the personnel people and who they utilize and select as the 53, you know, i.e. the 46, they're going to be up on game day. Maybe at the bottom of the roster, instead of sticking with the guy with athletic upside that you're going to try and redshirt, blah, 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 you stick with maybe a guy, maybe not even a veteran, but a guy who's maybe not ever going to really contribute from scrimmage, but is a demon on teams and has some physical ability and isn't afraid to go down there and blow up a wedge, what have you. I just think a little slight tweak there could probably be in order. And that's what I'm talking about when it's like everything has to be looked at. And finally, it's the big, big, big thing. And hopefully Bisaccia kind of brings this attitude. It's something that Mark Tauscher talked about on the Shameless Packers podcast a couple weeks ago. There's got to be less, oh, just don't screw it up, and a lot more, I'm going to go make a play. And I think that's kind of the thing Bisaccia was saying, you know, in his press conference when he talked about, you know, offense and defense, they get three plays. You know, we get one. We got to make it happen. And to Mark's point, man, there's been a lot. I mean, a lot of just don't screw it up. Just be competent. And they haven't done a very good job of that, obviously. But I think that hampers the guys on teams when that's the pervasive mentality. You know, you want a mentality of, I'm going to go make a play. I'm going to go make a difference. I'm going to change the game right here with this play, with this block, with this tackle. I'm going to blow this guy up and cause a fumble. Or I'm going to take this. I'm going to bury this guy into the sideline with my block. Like, I'm going to make a play. I'm telling you, man, Mark sold me on this. I'm all in. That is the change I want to see on special teams this year. Rogers hurt toe. What's up, man? Came up with a new question. Nickelback plus poop equals the Bears. New equation. Sorry. Man, this is going to be an all-year thing, isn't it? I can already tell. Carl, what's up, man? Good morning, Nags. Did we pick up a tight end from New Orleans? I can't think of his name. Aliz Mack. Yeah, Aliz Mack is who you're thinking. What's his story? Thanks. A journeyman. He's certainly a specimen, but we'll see. I never get too hyped about these guys until they start making plays in practice. And until that happens, he's got work to do. You know, he's bounced around the league a little bit, but you never know. I mean, look at Rasul Douglas. That was a guy who bounced around the league, you know, found a niche and exploded onto the scene. Who knows? Maybe Aliz Mack follows that trajectory. I doubt it, but you never know. You never know. What else we got? Gareth, what's up, man? Hello from Dubai. What's up? Hello from New York City. I hope you're doing well. Love all you do for Packers fans worldwide. What will 12 do to get new wide receivers up to speed if not attending some of the preseason due to lack of incentives? Well, you won't be there in the off season. I think like OTAs and things of that nature, I think is what you mean by preseason. What will he do? Wait till preseason. He'll wait till training camp. Look, I know everybody wants Aaron in the building all of the time. I get it. But, you know, there's nothing that him being there in May is going to do that can't get done if he's there in August. You know, like, yes, do you want him to get on the same page with these guys as soon as possible? No question about it. Might they have a, you know, California throwing session? Yeah, that's possible too. But I just keep thinking about, you know, the lockout year when they were playing the Saints in the opener and they put up like 30 plus. And the first thing he said afterwards, because the whole narrative that offseason because of the lockout was that Rodgers and his receivers didn't get together, blah, blah, blah. And people were hammering that narrative. And the first thing he said is, you know, I'm just thinking, if only we had had offseason workouts together, we could have put up 40. You know, he knows what he's doing. And in that game, he hits Randall Cobb for a touchdown, a guy he'd never thrown a regular season pass to, a rookie who had no offseason with. You know, and that's Aaron Rodgers back in 2011. This is Aaron Rodgers in 2022. He'll make it work. Like we were talking about before, the Jedi Master, he knows what he's doing. I ain't too worried about it. Tyler, what's up, man? Do you think Mason is getting the benefit of the doubt for having a poor support team? He can't kick to the goal line, and that's Father Time showing. Yes, Tyler. Yes, I think he is getting the benefit of the doubt. I think he is being given a chance after a really poor season because they've seen him do it at such a high level for so long. I think they're probably thinking, give him a better holder, a little bit more kind of routine with the whole operation, and his performance should improve. But as I've said a couple times here, they have kept two kickers on the roster. So far, there's no signs of either one of them going anywhere, and you have to think there's a good possibility they bring all three into training camp to compete. Now, maybe one of them gets cut here along the way. You never know. But I think for now, yes. But I don't think it's a lock that he's on the 53. I think he's going to have to earn it in training camp. And I suspect he probably will if he's given every opportunity, which, you know, he probably will be. What else we got? What else we got, people? Mark, what's up, man? Heaven up here or porcupine? porcupine. Michael, thanks for the super sticker. Greatly appreciate it. Thank you, sir. Da-da-da-da. What else we got? What else we got? Carl, again, what's up? All those hair bands had the same clothing stylist. Check out the doc, Decline of Western Civilization 2. It's hilarious. They all look the same. I've seen that doc. Yes, and they all did look the same. It was kind of, it was a time. It was certainly a time. Marshall, what's up? Do you think Sterling Sharpe will ever be in the NFL Hall of Fame? Yes, I do, because I am not going to shut up about it until the day I pass from this earth. He's got to get in. He's got to get in. He's better than like half the dudes that are in there. Come on. Yes, 1,000,000,000% he'll get in someday. David, what's up? Do you think that Wyatt will be named a starter by the end of the season? Yes, I absolutely do. I think there's a chance he might hit the starting rotation right out the gate week one. But definitely by the end of the season. Yes, he's too talented, too explosive. Can't keep him off the field. Now, the young man has to do the work. You know, he can't just show up and expect it to be handed to him. And that's what I'm always talking about when it comes to the rookies. We got to watch what they do. They can make plays every day in practice, take on the coaching, improve from day one to day two. If they do, because they will, make mistakes, learn from those mistakes, and make sure they don't happen again. These are all the things the coaching staff will be watching. But I have faith in the kid. I think he's gonna maybe not shock some people, but I think he's going to be a force. And I think it's going to be hard to keep him off the field. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a huge favor. Hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. And don't forget, this weekend, 10% off. 10% off all the Cheesehead TV merch at our shop. May the 4th. That's the promo code you want to use. Use May the 4th. All weekend long, 10% off Cheesehead TV merch. You'll find a link to the shop in the description of this video, or you can go to cheeseheadtv.com and click the link at the top of the page that says shop. 10% off all weekend, people. Do it. Then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great weekend. Go Pack, go.